show by now that time does not take sides. We're only human. I don't need.
This is a special edition of our 10,000 Good Songs Music Mix Show for on or near Veterans Day or Memorial Day, or any day really, as all the songs suggest our debt to our veterans. I'm Paul Ingalls. My father was a World War II vet, a first lieutenant in Patton's 3rd Army during the Battle of the Bulge in Europe. He earned a Purple Heart and Silver Star for his service. His father, my grandfather, was a 2-star general and played a key role heading up the Signal Corps during World War II. Both have passed, but if here today, both would say they served proudly in hopes that I and my siblings wouldn't have to. And we didn't, in that relatively quiet lull between the Vietnam War and the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. There's no getting around that war is ugly stuff. My father detailed it in a memoir. Songwriters have written about it, either from personal or family experience or just in empathy with the soldiers' plight on the battlefield and on the home front afterwards. Our songwriters in this hour have put a lot of thought and feeling into these songs. Hope you can carve out the time to listen and reflect and be grateful for our veterans while hoping for peace in our future. We start with Steve Earle, bridging his story between World War II and Vietnam.
I'm an American boy, come a long way. I was born and bred in the USA. So listen up close, I got something to say. Boys, I'm buying this ram. Well, it took a little while, but we're in this fight. Ain't going home till we're doing what's right. Gonna drink Camden Town dry tonight if I had to spend my last pound. When I first got to London, it was pouring down rain. Met a little girl in a field canteen. Paint her name on the nose of my plane. 6 more missions, I'm gone. Well, I asked if I could stay, and she said that I might. Then the warden came around and I shut out the lights. It's raining out of the London night. We made love till dawn. Well, we tried to kill a lady, comes marching home. Chest full of medals and a GI loan. Baby waiting at the station down in San Antonio. And Johnny comes marching home. Hey! My P-47 is a pretty good. Took her out coming across the channel last trip. Just thinking about my baby and letting her rip. Always got me through so far. Well, they could ship me all over this great big world. Never found nothing like my North End girl. Taking her home with me one day, sir. Soon as we win this war. But we tried to kill a lady, comes marching home. She has full of medals and a GI loan. They've been waiting at the station at San Antonio. When Johnny comes marching home. About London when the blitz was on. How her mere grandma brought her back home. A hero throughout this land. Out standing on a runway in San Diego. Couple purple hearts who move a little slow. So nobody here, maybe nobody knows about a place called Vietnam. But we're trying to go later, comes marching home. She's full of medals and a GI loan. They're waiting at the station down in San Antonio. When Johnny comes marching home.
69. And for a couple of years or so, but things were just fine. I went to work for my best friend's dad on the pipeline. Money big time. The 70s, they were good, then they were gone. The 80s took my job, took my pride. Yeah, my girl, she long ago become my wife. Well, she left for another man and a better life. Well, I didn't blame her. No, you had a lot of money saved. Yeah, but I fought for the same government and let her take my baby. Now I'm doing the best I can. And most times it feels that the world don't give a damn, I'm a veteran. But I'm sleeping underneath this bridge, my back turned to the wind. And if I had a chance, I'd go back and do it all the same. Well, all these years later, I still have those dreams at night. I can still see them brothers that I lost, and I still try to save their lives. Maybe I'll outrun their memory. So from town to town I roam. Yeah, but if I would've ran from the draft, it wouldn't feel right. Call this country home. Yeah, now I'm doing the best I can. And most times it feels that the world don't give a damn, I'm a veteran. And I sleep underneath this bridge, my back turned to the wind. And if I had a chance, I'd go back and do it all the same. Of anyone is to please understand. And just because I don't have a home, that don't make me less a man. No, this life of mine, it ain't easy, but you won't hear me complain. Just let my life remind us that that war brought home more than the wall of names.
got a window seat, and all I wanted was a couple hours sleep. A woman's voice came on the intercom. She said, let's hear a round of applause for two soldiers coming home, returning to their families. They've been away from them so long. It's gonna be some flags waving, probably see some tear-stained faces. By the grace of God, returned to our books and magazines. A few rows ahead, I saw a uniform. Then she said again, come on, let's hear it for two soldiers coming home, returning to their families. They've been away from them so long.
Brought the war home with him. Still got sand in his boots. He's wrestling with the demons and the cold, hard truth. Now something ain't right about him. He came back different. Something in his eyes said he'd seen too much. Something in his legs said he'd had enough. Everybody needs heroes. Even heroes need a little help. Heroes can't always be heroes. Who's gonna save the hero from himself? Got a picture from Baghdad, him and his buddies. They're just horsing around, getting ready. One by one, he watched them die. Just scared kids, and he don't know why. He's the only one to make it out alive. Everybody. Even heroes need a little help. Heroes can't always be heroes. Who's gonna save the hero from himself? 10,000 clicks away in his head, he could smell the smoke and could smell the dead. Silver star and a pistol in a drawer. Morphine just ain't working no more. Heroes, everybody needs heroes. Even heroes need a little help. Gonna save the hero from himself.
VFW hall. I was staring at the photographs up on the wall of all the boys in the neighborhood who died back in World War II, and the hand lettered sign said, "Remember our Jimmy McGrew." Well, Jimmy went away back in 1965. There's a lot of men here think Jimmy McGrew's still alive. They carved his name on a stone down in Washington, D.C. But his brother says that stone don't mean a damn thing to me. It's Veterans Day and the skies are gray. Leave your uniforms home, boys, there ain't gonna be a parade. But we'll fill a hot rain falling on the back streets of Saigon, and there's a white man running down the alley with his mama's son. But Lord, his eyes are cloudy and his arms are black and blue, and he's a thread, and he looks like our Jimmy McGrew. It's Veterans Day and the skies are gray. Leave your uniforms home, boys, there ain't gonna be a parade. But we'll fill up a glass for ones who did it through, yeah, and leave a light in the way.
You're listening to a special edition of 10,000 Good Songs honoring our veterans. The song here was called Veterans Day, one of about 12 songs titled that in my online search, and we'll hear several today. This one was by the Tom Russell Band. We also heard Guy Clark in there, too, with Heroes. Also, Two Soldiers Coming Home from Laurie McKenna. And we heard one called The Veteran by Mike Dean and Steve Earle's Johnny Come Lately. I'm Paul Ingalls. Bruce Springsteen, Judy Collins, and Mary Gaucher ahead. We're back right now with the song Veterans Prayer from Native American flute player Ray McDonald to take us into a song sung by Johnny Cash, written by folk singer Peter Lafarge, about Native American Ira Hayes, one of the six Marines who famously raised the U.S. flag during the Battle of Iwo Jima in World War II, but who also suffered greatly and with little fanfare when he returned after war. He suffered PTSD and alcoholism and died young. Deserved much better. Remembering our Native Americans' brave service in this set, here's Johnny Cash to start us off.
Ira Hayes, Ira Hayes, call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people. There's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and noble band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down their ditches a thousand years, the waters grew Ira's people's crops, till the white man stole their water rights and the sparkling water stopped. Now Ira's folks were hungry and their land grew crops of weeds. When war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. There they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. And when the fight was over and Old Glory raised, among the men who held it high was the Indian Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Ira Hayes returned the hero, celebrated through the land. He was wined and speeched and honored. Everybody shook his hand. But he was just a Pima Indian. No water, no home, no chance. At home, nobody cared what Ira done. And when did the Indians dance? Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard. Jail was often his home. They let him raise the flag and lower it like you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk early one morning, alone in the land he fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his land is just as dry and his ghost is lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.
Negezel ato sharpest one they know. Yeah, God's the sharpest one they know. No one I hate you him. Nay, yes, a lot so sharpest one they know. Yeah, God's the sharpest one they know. No one I hate sharpest one they know. Shut hard the end. Shut hard the end. Nay, yes, a lot so sharpest one they know. Yeah, God's the sharpest one they know. Kono ho kagi sharpest one they know. Shabbat one they know, Shabbat one they know, Shabbat one they know, do one I nay o him. Nay yes a lot so, Shabbat one they know, ye got the Shabbat one they know, do one I nay o him. Nay yes a lot so, Shabbat one alone, ye got the Shabbat one alone, no one I hate. Shabbat one alone, shut hard the end, shut hard the end. Nay, yes, a lot, so Shabbat one alone, ye got the Shabbat one alone, Kono ho kagi Shabbat one alone, Shabbat one alone. Shabbat one alone, Shabbat one alone, no one I hate you him. Nay, yes, a lot, Shabbat one alone, ye got the Shabbat one alone, no one I hate you him. Nay, yes, a lot, Shabbat one alone. Ye got the Shabbat one alone, no one I hate. Shabbat one alone, shut hard the end, shut hard the end. Nay, yes, a lot, so Shabbat one alone. Ye got the Shabbat one alone. Kono ho kagi Shabbat one alone. Shabbat one alone, Shabbat one alone. Shabbat one alone, no one I hate you him. Nay, yes, a lot, Shabbat one alone, ye got the Shabbat one alone, no one I hate you him. Nay, yes, a lot, Shabbat one alone. Ye got the Shabbat one alone, no one I hate. Shabbat one alone, shut hard the end, shut hard the end. Nay, yes, a lot, so Shabbat one alone. Ye got the Shabbat one alone. Kono ho kagi Shabbat one alone. Shabbat one alone, Shabbat one alone. Shabbat one alone, no one.
The solemn veteran song performed by Delbert Blackhorse, and the ballad of Ira Hayes ahead of that sung by Johnny Cash. We continue our honor songs to the sacrifice of our veterans, both lost in the fog of war or too often forgotten on their return. We'll return after a short break. Our break music, and continuing beneath us here, is by Stephen Bennett. It's called Veterans Day from his album Still on the Line. Songwriters Darden Smith and Mary Gaucher teamed up recently to help veterans write an album of songs to help them cope from their trauma of war. The 2018 LP was called Rifles and Rosary Beads. This is Mary Gaucher singing the song that she wrote with several wives of servicemen who all helped each other to cope with their spouse's trauma. It's called Stronger Together.
They say no man's left behind, but that ain't true. They hate it that they need us, but they do. They lose their fingers, lose their limbs. We try to love them back together again. They say no man's left behind, but that ain't true. And they're hurt in places that the eye can't see. We miss the man our husband used to be. The military breaks their heart. We're there when they fall apart. They're hurt in places that the eye can't see. And we're strong. Sister, forever. Yeah, we're stronger. We're stronger together. Sister, forever. And we focus on the good, that's all we've got. It don't look like much, but we know it's a lot. Every time we say goodbye could be the last time we see him alive. So we focus on the good, that's all we've got. EOD wives don't sit by the phone. No news is good news back at home. When they're mission ready at their best, we take care of all the rest. EOD wives don't sit by the phone. And we're stronger. We're stronger. Together. We're together. Sister.
Star-spangled banner. exciting. In smoke-filled rooms, the men of might will send your son somewhere to fight. And I am one of many more, just pawns in a holy war. There's a murder of crows. Now the war is dead and gone, but the battle goes on and on. And the dream that used to be is buried so deep inside of me. I believed what I was told, but all that glitters is not gold. I still see my brother's hand. Why he died, I'll never understand. I'm a soldier at war. I know my face before, just the name and loaded gun, one more lost forsaken son. I'm a soldier at war. I'm a soldier at war. I'm a soldier at war.
I got my finger on the trigger, but I don't know who to trust. When I look into your eyes, there's just devils in dust. We're a long, long way from home, Bob. Home's a long, long way from us. Feel a dirty wind blowing. Devils in dust. Got God on my side, and I'm just trying to survive. What if what you do to survive kills the things you love? Fear's a powerful thing, can turn your heart black, you can trust. It'll take a God-filled soul, feel the devil's end. Well, I dreamed of you last night in a field of blood and stone. Well, the blood began to dry, the smell began to rise. Well, I dreamed of you last night, Bob, in a field of mud and bone. Well, your blood began to dry, they'll begin to rise. We've got God on our side, we're just trying to survive. What if what you do to survive kills the things you love? Fear's a powerful flame, it'll turn your heart black, you can trust. It'll take your God-filled soul, fill it with devil's hand dust.
take a God-filled soul, fill it with devils and us. Righteous thing, find the love that God wills and the faith that He commands. I've got my finger on the trigger, and tonight faith just ain't enough. When I look inside my heart, there's just devils and dust. Got God on my side, and I'm just trying to survive. What if what you do to survive kills the things you love? Fear's a dangerous thing. Will turn your heart black, you can trust. It'll take your God-filled soul, fill it with devils and dust. Take your God-filled soul, fill it with devils and
seen before of the young man who became my dad the day he went to war. Beneath that youthful swagger, there was something in his eyes, like he'd summoned up the courage that would bring him back alive. But he seldom talked about it. When I thanked him for his service, he would reply, long as old glory flies in American skies, we must honor our soldiers who died. I remember one night my dad came home and he didn't look quite right. There was whiskey on his breath, there were tears in his eyes. He said, the reason I am standing here, son, the reason you were born, was a damn fine soldier saved my life. We laid to rest this morning. He seldom talked about him. When I thanked him for his service, he only sighed. As long as old glory flies in American skies, we must honor our soldiers who died. Here's to those that never came home to this country they so loved. Here's to those that lived in silence with a heart and a blood. When Dad was in his last days, he said defiantly, we were the greatest fighting force this world has ever seen. But he seldom talked about it. When I thank him for his service, it makes me cry. As long as old glory flies in American skies, I must honor this soldier who died. As long as old glory flies in American skies, we must honor our soldiers who died.
Kevin Higgins and Ghosts of the American Road with the song Honor. Bruce Springsteen's Devils in Dust, title track from his 2005 release put out in the heart of the war in Iraq. Musician known as Freebo, famously played with Bonnie Raitt for many years, gave us the song A Soldier at War from a solo album of his, and Mary Gaucher's Stronger Together from her album of songs written with veterans and their families called Rifles and Rosary Beads. I'm Paul Ingalls. And I mentioned at the top of the show that I'm the son of a proud U.S. veteran of World War II, John S. Ingalls. I mentioned that our family was lucky that, unlike many World War II vets, my dad eventually wrote a memoir of his experiences in the war. He called it A Soldier's Passage, a title that I borrowed for a movie I made about my dad's final days, before he passed at the age of 93 in 2016. Here's an excerpt from that film, with actor Fred Schwab playing my father. I played myself in the film, narrating a scene when my father asked to read a section of his memoir to me.
And that night, he asked to see it and started reading from a specific chapter. Now, never mind that one of his major gripes now is that he can't see well enough to read. But he read this perfectly, probably because he wrote it and lived it. But it seemed like it was something he really wanted me to hear about him in Europe at the Battle of the Bulge, leading a transmission wire recovery detail in the middle of the night in the snow for Patton's Third Army.
In our unit, telephone wire was just as important as ammunition and gasoline. If you didn't have it, you were out of business. It was not my style to stand around and watch the other men work. Every pair of hands was needed. Tired, cold, and wet, we got the job done. Back at base, a couple of the men built a fire. Not wanting to claim a choice spot because of rank, I shivered at the periphery of the group. Mike Allen, a soldier, who up to then treated me with indifference, invited me closer. Here, Lieutenant, come up where it's warmer. I understood the meaning of his gesture. Mike was a natural leader. If he accepted me, the others would too. I felt a surge of self-confidence. The jobs I had done were routine. Unloading a truck and retrieving some field wire were routine. But I had shown some leadership, protected the men from the mines. I didn't like it, but maybe I could do the job after all.
You were how old then, Dad? Like 21?
22.
22. Jesus.
You see, Paul, if somehow you gave the impression that you were better than anybody else, they weren't going to respect you. If you would say your life is more valuable than their lives, they weren't going to respect you. I mean, you wouldn't tell a private, go across that field. If anybody shoots at you, come tell me. It's like telling him, your life is less important than mine.
So what do you do, Dad?
You tell them. We go together. We go together.
This is to all who find themselves not playing on the old school yard. Drumming of their own desperate hearts, to the drumming of their own desperate hearts.
It's blood and bullets now on our minds. The times, they never change that much. Come a day we'll honor those who died and remember the less fortunate ones. Remember the less fortunate ones. last flood washes over us to leave us here on this sweet ground.
Once more join together and celebrate and remember all that could have been.
We've heard the band The Subdudes there singing My Soul, Soldier's Release, and also Judy Collins with Kenny White singing another song called Veterans Day. That will just about wrap up this hour of our music mix acknowledging our vets. If you don't catch it right here, there is another hour along with this one that you can hear online at the Public Radio Exchange. Go to prx.org, that's prx.org. Once there, click on the word exchange, and then run a search on Veterans Day Music Mix, and it should pop up. I'm Paul Ingalls. Thanks to my dad, my granddad, and all the veterans in your family and in our country who sacrificed much, many of their lives, in hopes of keeping us here at home safe from harm. Here's hoping, too, for peace in our world that will make these sacrifices less necessary moving forward. We close with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Find the Cost of Freedom.
Find the cost of freedom buried in the ground. Mother Earth will swallow you, lay your body down. Find the cost of freedom buried in the ground. Mother Earth will swallow you, lay